like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Jessica Lager.
And this is It's Movie Time. Jessica, I've sat through Twilight, Hunger Games, and now Divergent. So I'm a bit of a ways away from young adult fiction, but I thought you might be closer to it. In fact, I know you are closer to it. What's your reaction to the new Divergent starring Shailene Woodley?
For the most part, I was entertained.
Okay.
But I had some problems with it that maybe people younger than me wouldn't have as much of a problem.
Okay, all right.
I didn't realize at the time that it's going to be a part of a trilogy.
Okay.
Overall, I thought it was a little long. It got a little slow, and the ending was a little anticlimactic for me, but I loved the story. I thought the story was really interesting. It felt like the training part of the movie.
Yes.
Where she is trained took a while.
This is a dystopian society. Gosh, what a surprise. Like Hunger Games, our young heroine, Triss, is training to become a Dauntless, one of the five possibilities you have as a young person. You make your decision. You can be very bright and erudite, or you can be a hippie and abnegation and anywhere in between. There are five of them, and you make a choice, which is a part I liked about the film, that you actually, even though you test into a group, you make a final decision, which I thought was good, unlike Hunger Games where things seem to be set and you can't change them.
Takes place in Chicago, which I thought was great.
Yes, right.
Because I lived there and loved that city. But I thought it was cool that there are these five different factions, and they all really represent some kind of quality or strength that you need in a society. And
yes,
they're all very different.
Yeah.
And I like that. And I like that they could choose.
Triss is a divergent. She doesn't fit any one of the categories. Means that she's a threat to the order. You're pigeonholed for life. You're not expected to move out of that, and you're not expected to challenge anything. You have her, then you have her trainer, whose name is Four, Theo James.
Yeah, he was great in it.
Yeah. The two of them have just, what do you think about their romance?
It wasn't steamy enough for me, to be honest, but
okay,
it is a younger audience movie. They could have brought those two together a little bit more than they did.
The one scene where they kissed passionately worked well.
Yeah.
That they were moving up to that.
Right.
Without too many shenanigans in between.
Mm-hmm.
As I think back on Hunger Games and Twilight, isn't there, Jess? There's very little.
Very little. I think I could have taken a little more romance.
There's plenty of action in Divergent. I thought that there was more of an emphasis on character this time than I have seen in others.
Yeah, I agree.
So while you have her group, a robust group of young protectors, the Dauntless, running to catch trains, very exciting sequences. Mm-hmm. The way they get on the train is they run along the side of the train and whip themselves in.
Crazy.
And to get to their compound, they jump off the train. So there's some fairly basic but exciting business going on. She was originally an abnegation,
right,
which meant these were farmer hippie types.
Mm-hmm.
We had mother and father.
They both seem like very caring, loving parents. Both of their children choose to go a different path than the faction that they're a part of.
Veronica Roth is the writer of the trilogy.
Right.
What points do you think she's making about the world of teenagers?
Teens want to be divergent in their own way.
Wonderful.
Or that they don't want to conform the way society thinks that they should.
Yes, yes. And I went to high school. Fortunately, I was in section 1A. Well, we were the brightest.
Yeah.
Right? And then there was a way down to a
right,
section 5, and you knew exactly where you were. Oh my gosh.
Right.
And what a horrible thing for those who weren't in 1A. And I began to think about that and think of how much, even though I liked being there, I thought it was so odd to segment people so early in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
The authoritarian world's still there in all of these. It's the world against which they fight. Now, Kate Winslet, she's a baddie in
this
one.
She's bad. She's really mean. But she believes in what she's doing. Like, I genuinely think she believes what she's doing is the right thing.
She's an erudite.
Yeah.
The erudites think that they should be able to run the world. Jessica Lager, the movie is Divergent. And what grade would you award it?
B minus.
And I'm awarding it a B. I actually enjoyed it, and that's my final index, as I sat there for 2.5 hours. It's a long film.
It is long.
But I enjoyed it, and at the time I'm thinking about Twilight and Hunger Games and realizing that in some points this is actually better than that. But it's still a young adult actioner with now the female heroine, so we've got some of the things that are always going to be the same.
Right.
Jessica, it's Divergent. And it's worth seeing at a time of year when there are very few out there. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.